I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The trial of Sandra Hill starts today in the Grand Court blackmail case linked to a civil dispute with former businessman John Felder. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Sandra Hill, who owns and runs Cayman Marl Road, is charged over an email she sent during defamation proceedings in 2021. Back in 2019, John Felder sued Ms. Hill over articles on her platform. Mr. Felder initially secured a default judgment in his favor, but Ms. Hill later succeeded in having the case dismissed. Mr. Felder then reported Ms. Hill's settlement-related email to the police, alleging it amounted to blackmail. Mrs. Hill denies wrongdoing. The trial opens today and is expected to last 2 days. Ms. Hill is represented by George Carter Stevenson KC and Stacey Ann Kelly of Kelly Law, while Martin Mulgrew represents the Director of Public Prosecution's Office. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Smith Cove robbery trial is moving into its final phase this morning. Eric Ansel Lawrence Ebanks is accused of threatening a man with a knife and stealing his phone and car keys in October 2025. The jury has heard the 911 call and police evidence, and after Justice Cheryl Richards sums up, they'll be sent out to decide the verdict. Health officials are urging Cayman residents to step up their basic hygiene as respiratory illnesses circulate in the community. The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability and the Public Health Department say that most of these infections are mild, but they can spread quickly in homes, schools and workplaces. So they're reminding people to wash their hands often, cover coughs and sneezes, stay home when you're sick, and clean high-touch surfaces. They also recommend you keep your vaccinations up to date. The Cayman Islands Financial Services Institute is offering its latest round of compliance training with the return of prepping for an on-site inspection from CIMA seminar. It's set for May 5th at Hotel Indigo. Now in its sixth edition, the half-day session targets CEOs, board members, and compliance officers, and will feature senior CIMA officials and industry experts as they walk participants through real-world inspection trends, legal and governance risks, AML-CFT reviews, and how to respond when findings land on the boardroom table. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with David Harper. Global markets have rallied and oil prices went down after President Trump restated that the war against Iran could end within the next 2 to 3 weeks, with or without a deal. Frankfurt, London and Paris have risen by about 2%. Earlier, Seoul and Tokyo posted even steeper rises. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer says London will this week host around 35 countries to discuss ways of reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Iran has continued to launch missiles and drones at Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbours in retaliation for US and Israeli attacks. 4 missile alerts sounded in Israel this morning, and there were numerous reports of casualties and damage around Tel Aviv. 1 man in the UAE was killed by falling shrapnel. Fires have been reported at an airport fuel depot in Kuwait and at a Bahraini business centre. In other news, India, the world's most populous nation, is beginning its national census to discover more about the 1.4 billion people who live there. The year-long exercise will involve 3 million officials. Donald Trump is set to become the first sitting US president to attend the Supreme Court. Justices are hearing arguments today on his move to end automatic citizenship for babies born in the US. A long-awaited trial into Greece's worst train crash has resumed after being adjourned last month when the crowded courtroom descended into chaos. 36 people are on trial over the 2023 collision, which killed 57 people. Most were students returning from a carnival weekend. Customs officials in Malaysia have begun enforcing a total ban on imports of electronic waste. Tens of millions of tons of waste are produced globally each year. It often leaks heavy metals, plastics, and other toxic chemicals. Police in Spain are investigating xenophobic and anti-Muslim chants heard during a Spain-Egypt football match in Barcelona. Egypt's national anthem was jeered before the pre-World Cup friendly. And that's the latest BBC News.